Things today in Scripture about weakness becoming strength. Docile water, gift of God, carves grand canyons, encourages rock into sand, and subtle wind, like spirit, blows where it will, gently carrying Elijah's God and fragrance of springtime. It moves mighty waves and humbles proud humans. And supple willow tree gently bows to the mighty wind, does not break like oak, hanging on its branches between earth and heaven. A broken Jew is God's power. The poem has a simple message. Water is the weakest of substances, and yet water has incredible power. Wind can be caressingly gentle, but also a hurricane. And the willow tree is most strong because it bends. The power of Jesus the Christ lies in his weakness unto death. The living God uses our weaknesses to do his mighty deeds. Now that is a message that we both like to hear and we do not like to hear. We do not like to hear it because we too are stiff-necked people, just like the people that Ezekiel, the prophet, was sent to. And we too think that we are all sufficient unto ourselves. We as a people like to take great pride in our strength. And we try to live out that Pelagian heresy that says that we get to heaven by our own bootstraps. That's heresy. Our supposed strength is actually our greatest weakness, because it is able to block out, to shut out, the action of the living God in our lives. And our supposed weakness is really our greatest strength, because it allows us to be open and responsive to the action of the living God working within our lives. All of this is the paradox of the good news. But on the other hand, it is also true that we like to hear. We do like to hear the message of strength coming to us in weakness, because it is able to encourage us. All of us, each one of us knows in our heart of hearts, if we will listen to the little voice quietly, how weak each one of us really is. We don't like to admit it, but we do know that we have a way of really lousing things up in life. We know in our heart of hearts that we are weak sinners, that each of us is wounded, each of us is flawed. And the truth is, we should learn not to feel too bad about this. In fact, as St. Paul says, as time goes on in our lives, we are able to rejoice in it if we see the profound mystery. Now, it does not mean that we should not continually make effort to grow in Christian maturity. It simply means that we recognize that our weaknesses in our lives allow God's strength to be operative in us, and that is our greatest strength. God called Ezekiel to be a prophet to the stubborn people of Israel because they were a nation of rebels against Yahweh. All of the prophets had a difficult time in Israel, as prophets do everywhere. And above all, to bear the word of God is a heavy task because it always goes against the grain. That's why people do not wish to hear the word of God. And that's why they reject the word of God, and that's why they kill prophets. And that's why Jesus, the broken Jew, was hanged on a tree. The word of God looks like the greatest of all weaknesses, and yet we know that those words of God are words of power because they are the living words of the living God. And in our lives as a Christian people, we are called upon to carry God's weak word to a self-strong world. And our Christian lives of gentleness will always be interpreted as weakness. But in reality, our Christian lives will be lives of strength, because in the long run, they will have the greatest influence upon people to make sense out of our lives. Paul had some sort of thorn in his life, some kind of weakness that bothered him all through his life. And he asked God in prayer again and again to remove it so that he could become more effective in bringing the word of God to people. We never do learn exactly what that thorn is. And yet, in this mysterious, visionary way, the living God spoke again and again to Paul and told Paul to remain weak. When we are weak, then and then only, and to that extent, we trust in the work of God in our lives, and we learn not to trust in ourselves. It is then that we become the Anoim, the people who are poor in spirit, that Jesus talks about all the time. God tells Paul, each time Paul prays to have the thorn removed, God says, in your weakness, my power reaches perfection. In your weakness, my power reaches perfection. That is what the Lord says. And so Paul uses that very weakness in speaking to the Corinthians about this paradox of how the Lord continually uses the weaknesses of Paul and turns them around upside down and inside out into power. And as we read these passages of Paul to the Corinthian people, we keep our ear tuned to learn how we, as the Corinthian people, today the American people, celebrate their freedom, their independence. To learn how God turns weaknesses to good purpose. The poor people, the powerless people, the disenfranchised people of this country have the capacity for transforming strength. And Paul's principle calls into question our ready acceptance as Americans, acceptance of freedom only through strength. That is, only through strength of having the capacity and the willingness to destroy other nations and other peoples. Even power for righteousness must always come under the criteria of gospel morality. And in the United States of America, the Christian church must be grateful. There is no one established religion here because all religions are tolerated. But toleration can turn to anger and hatred when we, as a Christian people, prophetically oppose any actions and any programs that go against the gospel. That is the prophet's destiny. We cannot avoid it. We love our country, even as we see its flaws. We cherish our freedoms because we live in a beautiful land. And when we have delighted in the savannas and the Rockies, in the breadbasket of the world, in the mighty rivers and the lakes and the great cities, in the whole 3,000 miles of our nation, when we consider that all of this can be destroyed by powerful and greedy people, then we know that it is time to call for a new kind of revolution, a change of mind and a change of heart. It is time then to repeat an ancient prayer. Lord, make us beautiful from within.